What up, y'all? It's the Golden Shaman here. Hey, I know it's been a long time, a month since I made my last episode, but today is a very special day, and it's my mother's birthday. Hey, happy birthday, Mom. Shout out to you. So anyway, I wanted to come on and record this episode because you all know I always have these epiphanies, and I was just like really in a space yesterday where I was like feeling a little bit overwhelmed and underwhelmed at the same time. But I was just, you know, thinking how, like, I don't know about other cultures and other women of other cultures, but I just feel like Black women always have to be like so strong and put on this strong face and have to like show the world like, oh, I'm tough, like nothing bothers me. And it's just like, it's exhausting, like how you feel like you have to portray yourself to the world and to others, and really it's not even our responsibility to even have to feel that way or to do those type of things. But it's like so many things in society make you feel like you just have to always be strong and you can never like show weakness, especially being like a Black mother. So I was just like, man, I'm just like tired of just being like strong and trying to pretend like I have everything together, or like I know everything, or like I'm not worried about things, or like I don't have, you know, stuff going on. Even though the things that I have going on are like first world problems and they're really nothing major, but it's just like, you know, sometimes you just feel like you just want to be able to just be soft. So this episode today is going to talk about like vulnerability, and like it's really okay to be vulnerable, and it's okay to like let your guard down a little and be soft, and you don't always have to be tough or rough or like have a hard exterior, especially as a woman. Like sometimes you can be a woman, like do womanly things and, you know, ask the men around you for help. So that's just basically how I was feeling. So I feel like we are like in a really good time where we're addressing all type of issues that people once have like faced alone or may have felt ashamed about. But nowadays it's so many different spaces and places where you can really open up and like get to the root of your problems and have healing discussions. So like a part of being vulnerable and using your vulnerability is just like talking to someone that you really care about and just let them know how you're feeling. Like, of course, ask them if the space is safe and if they feel like taking on those energies, because I'm definitely like in a space where it's like I have friends, but it's like I don't have friends that I talk to every day anymore. And that's mainly because like a lot of times your friends just want to dump the same thing on you every day, and I just feel like I no longer really had the space for that. Like I just really had a lot to deal with on my own, and a lot of self-work, a lot of self-healing, and a lot of self-interest and self-work. to do period, where it was like, I need my space and I don't really need, like, and it's not your friend's intentions to like dump on you necessarily. And it's like, I've moved out of people's spaces, maybe not with the best communication always, but it's like, I don't dislike you or I don't not like you. I just don't want to deal with certain things every day. And I feel like my life has been, I've been able to focus on all the other things I need to focus on so much better without people in my space every day that I don't, like, I don't need. So, and it's not like out of malice or not really loving or caring about somebody. It's just like, man, I just really need my own space. And there's nothing wrong with that. You even, like, even when you have to ask for that, and you should ask in the proper manner, because like I said, I'm learning how to be better at communication. So you should ask for it, but it's like, it's difficult because it's like sometimes people take it the wrong way, but it's just important. But anyway, so the golden rule for the day would be just like, allow yourself to let your guard down every now and then, and to really look at, like, really talk to people, like your loved ones, friends, and talk to them about some things if things have been bothering you, or if you're really happy, talk to them and tell them what you're grateful and thankful for. Because you can always, it's always space for gratefulness and thankfulness. Like, that's always a beautiful thing. So the song for today, oh, I got two songs. One song, when I do finally take that union, because like my wedding is not going to be conventional at all, but when I finally do take that step down the aisle, or however it's going to play out, I'm definitely going to have this song, Alicia Keys and Miguel, Show Me Love. Oh my gosh, I'm so in love with this song. It's so amazing. And also, we got TK Twigs. I don't really never know how to say her name. And Future, Holy Terrain. I really like that song too. I'm listening to a couple of other songs. Oh yeah, of course, Summer Walker, Playing Games. And Her, Pulling Me Back. Something Pulling Me Back. But that's all I have for today. And yeah, like, and if you need to ask people, like, for the space to be vulnerable, for guidance, for help, for love, just ask people, because sometimes people around you don't even know what you need. So it's just important to ask the people around you for what you want and what you need, especially when they love and care about you. So thank you all for listening and tuning in today. It's the Golden Shaman, over and out. Hey, the music will be in the show notes. Talk to you all later. Oh, and of course, I will you all much wholeness, much wellness, much abundance. Of course, much abundance and money vibes all the time. All right, the universe is ever abundant. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.